Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you all today, even on this cold, cold morning. But you know, this is a Sunday in which we're celebrating something. And do you know what the name of that this Sunday is? That's right, Transfiguration Sunday. Now, let me ask you a question. Who knows what transfiguration means? Anybody? Anybody? No idea? Well, transfiguration just simply means to change. And so in our text today, when you heard the gospel lesson and you heard him talk about how Jesus was transfigured, really what he did was he changed. You know, for a lot of times, it says he took up with him three of the disciples. And when they went up with him, you know, Jesus looked just like you and me, right? There wasn't anything different or special from the way he looked. But at that time, they needed to see something. And so Jesus took them up on that mountain. And while they were up on that mountain, he changed. In fact, what he did was he kind of took off the mask that he kind of wore in essence. And what they did was they saw Jesus from the way that he truly was. And how does it describe it? It describes it how there was this great light that was shown. In fact, we saw that and we sang about it in our first hymn. And we talked about it in our confession at the beginning of the service. How there was how the light of Jesus shined. And that's what they saw up there on that mountain. They saw it. His clothes were so bright that they were whiter than the whitest white. And there was a shine that was from him that couldn't compare. There weren't words to be able to describe it. And so he changed in order that they might see his true divinity. In other words, they truly saw who he was. Now the question about it is, though, is that what does that mean for us today? What does that mean for you two? All of you. Well, we know that the scriptures tell us that we're supposed to shine the light of Jesus, right? Now let me ask you, on your own, can you all shine? Is there a light that can just shine out on you? There's not, right? But yet Jesus says that we're supposed to let the light of Jesus shine, right? And I got kind of an illustration here. If you kind of turn around, first of all, you know, it's one of those things that I've got a flashlight here. In fact, you look at the flashlight and you can see the light shine. I'm not going to shine it in your eyes. Don't worry about it, Brooklyn. But you see it. In fact, if you look in there, it's a real bright light. But the thing about it is, though, is that when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Yourself, right? Do you see any light shining out of you? No. But see, we're kind of like that mirror. Yes, is that when we're out there, we're just kind of just plain and regular, ordinary people, right? But when we believe in Jesus and we allow Jesus' love to shine in us, we can shine out. In fact, it's like this. Now, when you see that, do you see the light shining? Huh? See that? Like that? Oh, look at that. See, there's the light shining. Can you see it, Donnie? I can't get Brooklyn and Caitlin over there. See? Oh, there it's shining. See the light shining on it? On Brooklyn? On Caitlin, I mean? I can't get Brooklyn over. Oh, she's way over there. The light shining on her? See all that? See that? See the light shining? Oh, that's shining on Emmy. Okay. You see, that's what God's talking about. It's just like that mirror there. We're just like that mirror. And when God's light shines on us, then that light shines out into the world and people can see Jesus in us. And so what you learn from today is this. When you believe in Jesus and when you share that love of Jesus, that light will shine on other people. It will shine through you. And that's what Transfiguration Sunday is really about. It's about seeing who Jesus truly is. And that's the love of Jesus. That's pretty cool, right? Right? Okay, let's do this. Can you all pray with me? Let's fold our hands. Say, Dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross and taking away my sin. Help your light to shine in my life so others can see your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.